the 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Unless someone or something stops it soon, the mysterious killer that is wiping out many of the nation's honeybees could have a devastating effect on America's dinner plate, perhaps even reducing us to a glorified bread and water diet. Honeybees don't just make honey. They pollinate more than 90 of the tastiest flowering crops we have, among them apples, nuts, soybeans, broccoli, squash, and cucumbers, and lots of the really sweet and tart stuff, too, including citrus fruits, peaches, berries, cantaloupe, and other melons. In fact, about one-third of the human diet comes from insect-pollinated plants, and the honeybee is responsible for 80% of that pollination. Even cattle which feed on alfalfa depend on bees. While not all scientists foresee a food crisis, noting that large-scale bee die-offs have happened before, this one seems particularly baffling and alarming. U.S. beekeepers in the past few months have lost one-quarter of their colonies, or about five times the normal winter loss, because of what scientists have dubbed colony collapse disorder. The problem started in November and has spread to 27 states.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.